Okay, we are picking up four lines from the top of Mem Aleph Adam Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilish Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. Says the Gemara now, Amar Abaye. So we're going to end, we have a lot of Agadatah, and this whole Amud basically is Agadatah, and then to the top we'll go weiter. Amar Abaye, Lektino Neva Mesora, Ein Ani Ela Bedeya. Very interesting thing over here is that who is truly a poor person? Somebody who lacks the ability of understanding. And the Marsha explains that a person who really is, what is the difference between a human and an animal at the end of the day, is our knowledge, the fact that we have knowledge. So if a person, mamish, loses all the train of thought and he's out of it, you know, a person, when they're older, you see that, a different disease that a person could have, that's really a person who is a true ani. But Mar Avar Mar Eretz Yisrael, they say, Dada Bey, someone who has understanding within him, Kula Bey, has everything. Delo Da Bey, someone who does not have this understanding, Ma Bey, what's going to be with him? He doesn't have anything. Da kani, if he's able to acquire knowledge, ma chaser, what is he lacking? Nothing. Da lo kani, if he doesn't acquire knowledge, ma kani, what has he acquired? It's a good question, why is it the expression of the double lashon? But basically, at the end of the day, we're telling us that a person who does not try to acquire knowledge is kind of kilu worthless, which is why such an emphasis, obviously we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment that we learn, but besides for that, to just give us understanding and wisdom of the Chachbas HaTorah is a great thing. Amar Rebbe Alexandri, Amar Rebbe Chaya Bar Abba, Ein Achoyla Omer Mechalyav, Ad Shemoch Ligamo Kol Avonosav, that a person who is very sick, so then he has a Din V'cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any sins that he has not been forgiven for at this point are going to come, Lefana B'din is going to come for the heavenly tribunal for a judgment, and if he passes, then he's going to be healed. So therefore we see that if he is in fact healed, then all of his sins are forgiven. And he quotes a pasuk as a raya, the pasuk at Tehillim, Shenemar, Hasaleach lechol avonechi, arofe lechol tachluechi. First it says someone who's forgiven all of your sins, and then he's healing you. So it meaning it's one after the other. First Hashem forgives you, and then only then are you going to be healed. That's how he's using the pasuk as a raya. Says the Gemara, Rav Himnun Amar, Chozer Lemei Aluma. It goes back to being a young kid, Shenemar, Ritufash, Bisaro, Minoyar. That his skin is going to be like fresh, kilu, young, and more than it was even Minoyar when he was a child. Yoshuv Lemei Aluma, and he's going to return to the time when he was a young guy. And the Ron explains that after he becomes sick and he recovered, is he looks a lot better. You know, you have people who go through Rechman al-Tzan, all these terrible things, and they end up getting better and they're better. Baruch Hashem, after that, they look, when they're back to full strength, they look many years younger. Says the Gemara, Kol Mishkavo Fachta Becholyo. You have he upset literally his Mishkavo, his where he sleeps, and it was changed over, a Fachta was turned over through his sickness. Amar of Yosef, Lomar de Mishkach Lemuda. This actually tells us that a person who becomes very sick, he forgets his learning. That literally, and the Mepharish understands that the blankets, which are neat, they're a metaphor for the knowledge of Torah. And they're turned upside down refers to the fact that you forgot your learning. The Maral has a very deep understanding of what exactly these three things, Bedafka or Gemara. Gemara says again, you have Mechila Savonos, they're going to go back to your Yemei Noar, are going to be very young, and you're going to lose your Torah. It's all connected. Since a person's physical nature has been completely damaged, it's impossible to him to return to complete health unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a new bereshis kilo, a new haschala for this guy. You have a new haschala, and therefore, since this new haschala is telling you that at the end of the day, you're like a new person, just like you're like a baby forgets all the Torah, so you go back to being like a young child who forgets their Torah, and you're kilo starting life over again. Rav Yosef Chalaf, Rav Yosef became sick, we know many times, Yakir Lemude, he forgot his learning. Adre Abaye Abaye Kameh, Abaye used to always review his learning, hey, you told us this, you told us that. That's why all over Shas we see Amar Yosef Lo Shmila Chadamish. I don't remember what you're talking about. The famous being a Ginnagasuva, Smar Avram, right? The Rav Yosef over there, and Abaya was teaching him. So we see all the time, and it says the lesson of when Lo Shmili. I didn't mention that. Amar Abaye, Amar would always tell him, Atamisinalan, and you told us this, and my Masnisa Misinalan. You told us based on this, and this was your Svara. And we see throughout Shas Abaya was reminding him. We also see tremendous Karsa Tova that Abaya had. To be spending all this time, imagine, like basically going back to the very basics, the very, very basics with this Rebbe that he had, and he was going back and having a Karas HaTov for him as well. Rebbe learned 13 Siddurim of Mishnah. That's what exactly is going on over here. We know that until the time of Rebbe, every person, every Rav who had the Masorah, used to teach in his own wording the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that was that they used to use in his own words, the way he wanted to describe it. However, during the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, basically there was a, people are starting to forget exactly what the halachas were, and this was not a concise way of doing it. So Rebbe basically took a compilation of all the different mesoras and put them together, and what we redact them into what we call the Mishnayos. Whether they were actually written down at that very point or not is actually a question of debate, but that's a shaila. But either way, that's what we call the Mishnah. And from then on, basically, he organized the Mishnah into the way that everyone was memorizing those Mishnayos. And then there was other versions of the Braisos. The Braisos literally means that things were left out of the Mishnayos. Many times we have a Tana explaining, we're going to have the year, explaining the Mishnah further, but that wasn't in the Iker part of the Mishnah. It's kind of very similar to what we have like with the Shulchan Aruch, that there was a Mesorah for Hadav Halacha. People had a Mesorah, you follow by this, you follow that. The Shulchan Aruch came together and said, okay, listen, I'm going to put everything together. So everybody started the Shulchan Aruch. So now for the starting point for all Halacha, whether, okay, we have Achronim after that, but Be'etzem, the whole, that's kind of similar to what happened with the Mishnayos. So the Gemara says now, so he had 13 different versions of these Torah Shabbat Peh through the Braises. And the Mishnayos that he was choosing. Agmar Ela Rabbi Chia Shiva Minuns. He taught Rabbi Chia, you know, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshia, those are the most authoritative Braises. Because, right, the Gemara has many, they'll show us many times, a kol Tana that you don't, the Paschal, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshia, then you don't have to, don't bring them to the Beis Midrash. They're not as authoritative. So they had the most accurate Mesorah. They learned Mamesh from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Lasof Chalosh Rabbi, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi became sick. Ahadar Rabbi Chia Kamei. Rabbi Chia reviewed with him Hanashiva Dagmar, the seven that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi were able to teach him. Shit Azahavar, the other six were unfortunately lost. Havahu Ksara Havashmil, the Rabbi, fascinating thing, was a laundryman. Even the Pasha Diyid, he would overhear Rabbi, also Behajik Arslu, Rabbi would recite before him out loud these Mishnayos, and therefore he knew by heart these six Mishnayos. Also, Rav Chia v'Gamar Yosim Kamekatzers, he went to this Ktsara, this laundry guy, and he ended up repeating back to him the six missing versions. V'Asa v'Hatar Yosim Kamei Rabbi, and Rav Chia ended up coming back and reviewed them before Rabbi, going back to him. See, a few things from the story, but the one basic thing is also never sell anyone short. Anyone around you never realize that even the laundryman around you could be the one who is able to tell you the six remaining Mishnayos that are all missing. And, and it's a very big thing not to give up any Talmud, any person, they could be doing that. There's a different understanding. Some explain that the laundering in terms of the idea is a launder person because this was his tikkun in the world, that he was washing his neshama of any spiritual stains. And that was Kilu, is the washing that was going on over here. But it was like, this guy's tikkun in the world was to restore these limudim. Anyway, everyone has a tafkun in life, but everyone also never give up. And never in the Pasha Talmud, he ended up bringing the reason that they had it. So then when Rebbe, we see this laundry person, you made me and Rebbe Chia, the Torah that you gave us, that's the Torah's Chaim. And not only that, the Pasuk says, I know that Rashi quotes the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they literally made them because they taught them Torah. They brought them near Takash Baruch Hu, so somebody who you teach Torah to, as if you made them. It could be, I was thinking also, one of the reasons that the Gemara has, the Mishnah has a fair reason when it comes to a metziah of your Rebbe and a metziah of your father, your Rebbe comes first, is Rebbe Muvok, because your Rebbe brings you into the Olam Haba and your Rebbe only brought in this world. You could say that also a similar thing, that your Rebbe is also making you, he's creating you, like we see over here. There's also creation going on, that your Rebbe giving you Torah is giving you Torah's Chaim, he's giving you life as well. In Echadam, your parents gave you the physical life, and you have to have a tremendous amount of karas atov. That's the whole point of Kibbutz Avim. But your Rebbe, on a certain level, is even bigger, because he's making you, in this world, a new person by mentioning the Torah, and bringing you into the next world through that. So that's what Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is saying over here, that you made us. Right? That you made Chia, and Chia made me, and in turn made me. Okay, so that's an interesting second Ikad Amre, but that first it went in two stages. First, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chia ended up making me. Interesting thing. We have Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Gadol Neish Anase L'Chayle, Yosef Neish Anase L'Chanane, Mishal Vazaria. That's a very big statement. That a sick person, when he ends up becoming better, and he heals from his illness, that is greater miracle than was done for Chanane, Mishal Vazaria, when they were thrown into the fire. The famous story of Nebuchadnezzar, he built a very big Avodah Zarah, a golden Avodah Zarah, and he told everybody that they have to bow down to it. So, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were told that they have to bow down to it, and they said, no, 100% no way. The king obviously became furious at them, and he made them bow down, otherwise he's going to throw them into this fire. They said, no, Akash Baruch Hu is going to save us, we know that there's going to be a miracle here, and we're not worried about what you have to say. So he made the fire extremely hot, and he threw them in, and they threw them in, and Nebuchadnezzar saw that fire not affect them, and he also saw Malach there that was protecting them. Nebuchadnezzar saw the tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and he basically told them, take them out right away. And also, nobody's allowed to speak badly about the the Eloka, the God of Hanan and Mishael Azariah. So it's a tremendous miracle, obviously. And we say this in the Mishana, we go through different parts of the Tanakh, which we all from, we say Mishana Lachanana Mazal Khanania, Mishael Azariah, Besoch Rivnashesh, Huyanina, we ask that in the Slichos, we ask for the Akash Baruch Hu to save just like he saved them. But anyway, it's a very big miracle. So this is because Shachanana Mishael Azariah, Eish Shel Hedyot. So that was an ordinary fire that Nebuchadnezzar made. Theoretically, if there's a large amount of water, you'll be able to put out that fire. However, the fire of a fever that Akash Baruch Hu is making is a fire from Akash Baruch Hu that's done by him. And nobody other than Akash Baruch Hu can be able to extinguish it. Now, obviously, from an outsider perspective, lechora, it's clear that the miracle of Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah was a bigger miracle. It's against nature. So some explain, Yon Yaakov explains, that a tzaddik who has no averas whatsoever is ki'ilu, it's teva that he should be saved through, he's living above teva by not doing any averas. So Hashem gives with him basically above teva. So that's just, that's not even called like above teva. We see like the Baal Moslem and the Baba Sali, things like that. Different stories that you hear from very big tzaddikim, even Reb Chaim, because they lived above teva. They completely subdued their yitzhara to the point where they mamish were kol kulo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem did for them above. So that is their nature, ki'ilu. Right? The famous different stories Reb Chaim had when he was trying to find the mitzvah of a grasshopper, literally just basically ended up on his windowsill and he was able to see it. Different things that happens for big tzaddikim because they're above teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with them above teva. A very interesting thing. So maybe on that level, that's why it's ki'ilu, that it's like, as opposed to a regular sick person who has averos, and Hashem is going beyond his teva to forgive him and make him heal, and heal him, that's why it's an even greater level. Says the Gemara, Vayitzavar, Amar Rabbi Lagzantri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Par Abba, V'amar Le Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kevan Shegia Kitzo Shel Adam. Once a person has reached the end of his life, a kol motion about every animal can be on top of him, be stronger than him. Moshelba, right? Moshelba is to over dominate them. Shinemar and kill them. After Akash Baruch Hu established that he's going to die, he says, any animal that sees me is going to kill me because I'm no greater than any animal. So Akash Baruch Hu says that therefore Akash Baruch Hu had to put the Kain Os that they shouldn't kill him. So we see over there anybody who, that any animal basically has control over a person if Akash Baruch Hu decides that's the end of his life. Rav Amar Min Adain Kra from the Piling Pasuk. L'mishpatach Amdu Ayom Ki Akol Avadecha. Your decrees upon those who have stood for din today, and that's all of your servants. So over here, any person who's omid b'din is now going to be judged to any animal being able to kill them. Rav Bar Shila Amnulei Shachiv Gavra Gavoa Verachiv Gununa Torah Sinai is telling a story. A tall person died when he was riding a mule specifically, a female mule. Mata Tirusa Istave Shadeve Kashachiv. So he came to the bridge, and while he was crossing the bridge, basically what happened was, the mule went crazy, and it threw him over the bridge, and v'kashachiv, and he died. Karel, Nashe, Reb Chia said, the pasuk, l'mishpatecha amdu hayon, that the, l'mishpatecha, for your decrees, those who have stood in judgment today are going to be serving you. This pasuk, that the person, a small mule carrying such a tall person, who basically can, it's like, imagine like a dog, like you could reach your feet on the ground, you never thought that this guy would die from such a thing. Nope, but you never know, crazy situations happen like that, and a person died from that. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shmuel Chazel Lahu, we should really fix it to Akra, but then the Gersa changes it. Yasiv al Akrusa, he saw a snake that was on top of a frog, Vavri Nara, and it was crossing the frog using the snake was using the frog to cross the river. He wasn't able to swim, and was able to go over the river only through the frog. Tarka Gavra Maesa, and ended up thinking that that same snake stung the person there, and the person died from the snake bite. Kari Aleah, so Shmuel says, the Mashpatecham du Ayoim, your decrees are those who stood before you today, meaning that even the fact that the snake wasn't able to swim and the frog is not able to sting together, the ki'ilu came together in order to make sure that this person, Akash Baruch Hu, goes there, that should die. Very fascinating thing. Amar Shmuel, in evakrinus achoyle el mi shechal tzuchama. A person should only visit a certain person as a thing like fever-like symptoms. Lafuki, my, what is that coming to exclude? What type of sickness should a person not come to visit a sick person? Don't visit somebody who's sick with stomach problems, or somebody with major stomach diseases, or a person who's eye problems or headaches. Why? Because I understand. It's going to be very embarrassing. Go to the bathroom all the time. It's very embarrassing. You know, a person comes to visit him, and he's like, oh my gosh, you know, and he has to go to the bathroom. It's very embarrassing for him. But a person who has eye problems and headaches, what exactly is the issue with visiting such a person? So it says the Gemara, Mishum de Rav Yehuda, because of Rav Yehuda, Dama Rav Yehuda, Dibura Kash Leinev. Speaking is bad for a person's eyes. Just keep his eyes open and watch you. That's very harmful for him. Malay Ashisa, and also it's good though for a fever. So since the whole purpose, one of the two purposes, it said to daven for them and to take care of their needs, those are the tzvei dinim that we have when it comes to, as we point the right, Rosh Hashanah points it out, for the Gemara over here, yesterday's daf, that we see Rabbi Akiva is taking care of the needs. There's two dinim, two ikar dinim, the both are ma'akiv, because they're part of the mitzvah, part and parcel of the mitzvah, is davening for the person, and also taking care of his needs. So if you're not really taking care of his needs, making it worse by coming, then obviously you should not be coming. That doesn't mean that a person should not be trying to take care of his needs another way, like coming to the house and asking the families, is there anything I could do over there outside of the house? But to actually go in when a person is sick like that, and it's not good for his welfare. Sometimes a person wants to do always what he thinks is best for him, but it's not always best for the chayla. You have to have that in mind also. If he's sleeping, etc., you shouldn't wake him up to come. You can wait a little bit. That's the whole point of your coming. Amar Rava, hi Ishasef. You have a person as a fever. He loved it. Parvanka the malcha the moisa male. If not been for the fact that the malach of maves, it would be very male. It would be helpful for a person. Kichura de dikle, like a type of leaves, like a thorn bush are for palm leaves. That's just like they would prevent animals from coming near. That so too a fever is protecting the body. Or this idea that the person's creating like antibodies, kilu, for these things by making them better for the future. Chad letosin yomim. If you have it once every 30 days, the chetavei legufa is also a type of thing that's helpful for the body. It's a type of sickness that a person has. It's helpful for him. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar lo yiv lo tearke. I don't want any of them. I don't want this. I don't want tearke. It's again this type of fever. I don't want to deal with this. Don't give me either of them. Amar be Yonasan Amar Bichiel, Arsen Yafal Chuler Fuasai. An arsen, the type of food we're going to see what that is in a moment, that is good. And people were praying, and apparently the Gemara Yuma tells us that they would eat it as it had a healing effect. My arsen, what exactly is arsen, says the Gemara? Amar Biyochanan, Chulsha de Sare Atika de Reshafaya. They used to peel parts of the barley, and that would be, in the sifting process, they would, by the time when barley is at the threshold, they used to soak it in water and dry it in the oven. When they would do that, taking that outer layer, that would be apparently beneficial for a person. Amar Abaye, Bayan Bishula Ke'en Bistra de Torah. They require to be cooked very long, like a person that ox meat also needs a long time to be cooked, so too, these items have to be cooked a long time. Rav Yosef Amar Smide de Saria Tikka de Reish Nafaya, that the good flour of barley is going to be good for the beginning of the sifting process. Amar Baye Bayan Bishula Kivisra de Torah, again, these things also require cooking like that of meat of an ox for a very long time. Amar Yochanan, Bordam Minavaka, a person who's sick with boredom, which we're going to discuss what exactly, type of a thing that we're going to see, a lot of blood is coming out. You don't come visit him. Says the Gemara, Vein Maskirin, also, you don't mention his name. What does that mean? I mention him. So I'm explaining that means that the person is going to say that a person has boredom, it's such a terrible disease, everyone's going to speak about him. So you don't mention it to everybody. My time, what's the reason you don't visit such a person? It's embarrassing. Rabbi Lazar, the blood is just flowing from him. And therefore, every time he has to go to the bathroom, he's like, blood, it's very discomforting, it looks pretty bad. So therefore, he doesn't want people coming to visit. Boredom. Why is it called boredom? Because it's like a flowing spring of dam. Bor and dam. Bor is like flowing, and dam of blood. So says the Gemara, that was why it's called boredom. Okay, so that's what we say, that this type of, we had arson, we have boredom, different things with regards to healing. Now we're up to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Marpei Refuas HaNefesh, but not Refuas Mamon. So says the Gemara, what exactly is Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas Mamon? Elaim, you're going to tell me that Refuas HaNefesh is Bechinam, that you should work for free. He's allowed to not charge him and he should come. And again, the Madir was the sick person and the doctor is the person that he was noted from. Refuas Mamon Bishar, and obviously, and that means taking money. So the Gemara says that that's not the way the Mishnah should be written. It's the most concise way. It should have been said, the following, Marpeo Bechinam Ala Bishar, that you're allowed to only work for free. You're not allowed to charge him because then he would be having Hana from you. The Madir would be having Hana from the doctor. Ella, so that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. Rather, Refuas Nefesh is Gufo. You're allowed to heal him. Refuas Mamon Behemto, as opposed to Refuas Mamon, means that you heal his animals. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the Madir is Usher on the doctor, still it's permitted for the doctor to treat him. The reason is because there's a Chiyav Midaraisa for a person to heal and to treat him. Gemara and Sanhedrin learns this out from the similar thing, that but just like a lost property, you have to heal, so too a lost person's Guf, Kol Shekein, you have to be able to heal them as well. So that's a mitzvah. Since there's a mitzvah, then that's not considered an issue of the Madir being nene from him. And this is only going to be permitted, according to many Rishonim, where the doctor is not generally paid for his services. If people do pay, so then it would be usur for him to treat him for free. However, that's the shaila. If he wants to pay like his normal fee, that would be totally on the other machlokas Rishonim, whether that case would be okay. If you assume like those other Rishonim, it seems to be, I think halacha maisa, we actually do like that, and the Shaf seems to say like that, halacha maisa, you would be allowed to pay him the normal fee. That's not considered being nene from him. So that would be the case. Even the others want to time that, even if there are multiple doctors there, since someone else can do it, still he would be allowed to do it, especially if he's a better one, then for sure it wouldn't be a shaila. So that was pointed out about paying. The Ran lechora is a little bit of a problem though, because the Ran tells us that the reason it's permitted to return a lost object is because somebody is performing a mitzvah, because he's giving him something that's already his. So in our case, the point about healing, when it comes to why, so then if that's the case, when it comes to the shaila is where you're paying for healing the animals. So the question is, are you allowed to do that also? So many understand you're not allowed to. Well, but that would be only the Ran is understanding. That's only if the person could treat the animal, the madir could treat it also. But if you're not able to, so then the Ran wants to tell you that's like giving him back his item, which you're allowed to do. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger is a kasha with that, because he said that the reason you're giving back the lost object is because you're just giving him back something that's already his. That's not called a benefit. In our case, healing, actively healing the guy's stuff is not considered returning an item that was lost. That's mamish, like giving him a benefit, and that's why he thinks that the Ran is a little bit problematic with regards to the when it comes to animals. Okay, interesting point. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Aval Oimer Lo, but he can tell him, Sam Ploni Afilo, Sam Ran Ploni. So we're talking about, again, going back to the case where the guy is able to do it himself, so he can, and he needs a little bit of help. So the doctor can tell him, the veterinarian can tell him, hey, go give your animal this medicine, go give him that medicine, that'll go help him, even though that will be beneficial, since the madir is, the madir himself is not necessarily going to be getting the hanaf from the guy. That's going to be an incidental benefit, which is going to be mutter. Fine. Next mission. The mission says, "Vrochets ima bambati gedoyla." Person makes a neder not to be nene for someone else. They're allowed to go together to bathe together in a large pool of a lovikton and not in a small pool. Why? Because when they're bathing in a smaller pool, anytime the other guy comes in, the water level rises up, and now it's like, if let's say it's a hot, nice like hot tub or something like that. So you're getting more enough from that. So then obviously you're being nene from him. That's usher. However, yashin mamito, he's allowed to sleep in the same bed with him. That's not called nene. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, only be a mos achama, where it's hot out, you don't want his body. Aval, I love him mos like a shaman. When it's freezing and it's cold out, you would be definitely be nene from his body warmth, because you would be benefiting him, and that would be usher. A person can recline with him on a bed. We're not going to eat. We're not afraid they're going to fall asleep together. You can eat at the same table. We're not concerned that he eats some of the madir's food. However, if they're eating from the same bowl, a tamkhoi literally is a dish. Remember that the tamkhoi is the lashon we may be familiar with, the afilim and a tamkhoi, by the tzedakah cases when it comes to collecting for the dal kosas, whatever. The tamkhoi literally just means a dish. That's where they used to give the tamkhoi the bowl, as how they were giving out money. Here, it talks about actually just a big bowl that they used to put the food on. So if the host is delivering them in the same bowl and to limited quantity, they're not allowed to eat from that same thing, because if the madir leaves some over, then it's going to be nene for the other one, because there wasn't enough maybe necessarily for him, and now he's leaving it for him, that'd be enough. But if it's a huge bowl where there's like unlimited supply of chicken, then even if he's leaving over some, then no matter what, they're both going to fill up to their exactly what they wanted. There was like 100 pieces of chicken, 100 pieces of that. That is going to be, that's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara now, a Braisa elaborating the Mishnah, Tanya. This Braisa explains the Mishnah, Lo yirchatze mo be'ambati. A person is not allowed to go in one pool, v'lo yashin mita, and they're not allowed to sleep together in one bed, bein gedola bein tana, whether it's big or small, Rebbe Meir. This is the shita of Rebbe Meir. He's understanding that where there's a benefit, that's going to be a problem, but he thinks both of them. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, gedola b'mosa yirkeshamin. Meaning he's moded only when it comes to lo yashin mita, bein gedola bein tana, is even a big one. But so that's an interesting thing. So then Rebbe Yehuda says, gedola b'mosa yirkeshamin. Rebbe Yehuda says, a large bed in the winter, v'ktana b'mosa chama mutter. A small bed is permitted with him to sleep in the summer. Rochet imo babati gedola. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to bathe with him in a large pool. Mazia imo b'ktana, and he can go to a sauna room with him in a small room, because there's no increase of warmth apparently when a sauna is hot enough anyway. Even having him open up the door and that's going to be lowering the temperature. It's worse for him. That's not an issue. Aval meisiv im alamita, but he's allowed to recline with him on a bed. Vochalim ala shulchan, and eat with him on a table. Avalom in a tamchay, but not for the bull, as we pointed out, because the bull, they're afraid they're going to share it. And if he leaves over some, that's going to be nenen. Aval ochalim alam in a tamchay echozer, but if you have the very big bull, that's going to be mutter. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, tamchay echozer labala bayis. That's going to be the bala bayis, meaning that the returning of the leftovers is going to be for the bala bayis. So maybe it would be an issue. Says the Mishnah, loyal chalim al mina eva shalifnei apali, that the person who's making the nether should not eat with the madir from literally a trough that's before people are working. Even though there's a large quantity, still we're afraid that there's never any leftover because people are working very hard. You're very hungry. You know, you have big workers. They eat all the time. They eat tons because they're working hard. They're wearing all these things. That's going to be a problem. But loyasam imuna should not work together with him in a vineyard. Tiveri meir. Chachamim omrim osehu berachok mimenu. He may work with him in the same row as long as provided that it's far away from him. If it's in the same row, it's not a problem. Because if the madir digs in the ground in a vineyard close to where the other person is, he's giving him benefit. So, but if he makes in the ground, it's soft and easier to dig. But that far, if it's far away, that's not going to be an issue. That's the point. Says the Gemara, Bekara v'lipligi de aser. When it comes to the close point, that is, everyone agrees that it's aser for the madir. Kipligi, when they argue b'rachav, where it's far away. Rameir savar, gazrina merachav, meshokorav. Really, inherently, there is nothing wrong with the far point. That's what we're pointing out now. Because it's not really being nenahim. But he's afraid that he'll come to dig close by. He's going to think, oh, I could do that, then I could do this. He's going to end up coming close by. The major issue. The kamar pele lara kame, because he makes the ground softer than the other one. Rabbanan savre, lo gazrina, we don't make such a decree. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up Hamodar Anam, Mechavir, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.